Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with someone that is one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Rosa Basinje is with us. She is the owner of Creations of Rosa in Kigali, Rwanda. And if you're looking that up, it's R-W-A-N-D-A. That's how you spell that. And she is part of the Peace Through Business initiative that our friend Terry Neese has started to help women entrepreneurs in Rwanda and Afghanistan. And several of the women are graduating next week from an entrepreneurship program where they will take this knowledge, this education back to their countries and help them to become leaders, help them do a better job of running their business, learning about how to run a business, how to be a business owner, how to manage the finances. And Rose is one of the leaders. She's the facilitator in the country of Rwanda for this program. Rose Basinje, thanks again for staying with me. Thanks for being on the show today. Thank you for your leadership. Would you tell the audience about some of the businesses that these women will be operating when they go back to Rwanda after they graduate?
These women, all the women we came with, already own businesses. One of them has a cleaning company, so they offer cleaning services to corporate organizations, to homes, whoever needs any form of cleaning services. And then we have one of the women who two actually have freight and forwarding companies. They move cargo from wherever it is to a place a client may want it to go to.
Right.
One of them has a tourism company, so she offers tour services to Rwandans, but also mostly foreigners who want to visit around Rwanda. So we have a number of businesses. All the women are in business right now, yes. And we also have two young women who are software developers, and I believe that in IT is the way to go for our developing nations, so they play a role.
I agree. Well, yeah, helping to develop the information technology sector of a developing nation is really important, and that's what you're saying, and I agree with that. And so congratulations that some of the ladies that are here that are part of your program are doing that. Tell us about your own business, Rosa.
My business is clothing retail. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, my business is clothing retail, so I buy and sell women's clothes. So when I just started out, I went to places like Bangkok in Thailand to buy. So I buy and bring back home and resell. And then, but these days mostly I buy from the U.S. and resell. And my business, thank God, has grown to a place where clients are interested in what I have to offer.
I see. Well, good for you. Congratulations on that. How long have you been in business?
5 years now. I left my job at World Relief in 2008 and started my business.
Right. Good for you. How many employees do you have?
Right now, I have two employees and one temp, like a person who works on contract basis who comes in whenever I need them to.
So you've got somebody running the business while you're in America then, right?
Yes. My store is open.
Uh-huh. Good for you. What are the biggest challenges of running a business in Rwanda?
Recently, Rwanda was ranked number 58 out of 183 survey that was done by a group called Doing Business. And those were all the countries in sub-Saharan Africa. And they say they were ranking Rwanda 58 with regards to the ease of doing business in Rwanda. The ease is there, but we still are challenged with the cost of doing business. Because we are a landlocked country and everything that we use is imported. We do not have access to a seaport. So
right.
Even the gas prices are really high and energy. And so all those things come and make it really costly to run a business in Rwanda.
And plus those goods have to come across other countries that may or may not be open to commerce.
Exactly. So
what's the inflation? How much is there inflation in Rwanda?
Yes, there has been quite a bit of inflation. I can't remember the exact figures, but right now the dollar has really gone up against the Rwandan franc, and over the past couple of months, formerly, I think at the beginning of the year, the dollar was $1 to 600 francs, and right now it's
right.
$1 to about 670 francs, which is really
right.
high.
Rose, thank you for being here. Thank you for your leadership. I'm proud of what you're doing. Give my best to all the ladies there, especially Terry Neese.
Yes, thank you so much. And we just want to thank all the American people, especially the Oklahomans, for all the efforts they are doing to promote businesses in Rwanda.
Thank you, Rose. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.